Blog Talk Radio.
Two, yeah, but just in case I don't make it, tell them about Black Plight Jacob. It goes cloud by day, fire by night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The books were open, the judges just in the right. What the heathens know about Black Plight? Lucifer trying to sit high as a satellite. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say a big boom created all life. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They try to change time, turn day in the night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say y'all son is named J. Christ. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The scriptures got us black, but the pictures paint us white. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They took Israel to switch them to Ishmaelites. Now you know they don't know about Black
Plight. Let's see what we can learn here. And we're going to see if this is the truth, because if it is the truth, it's consistent with the words of the Most High. Because that's how we learn what truth is.
Hallelujah. And all praises to the mighty Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Welcome to the Black Plight Radio Show. Again, I am your host, Isha Yisrael, from the House of Yisrael of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, bringing you Yah's truth, the true word of the Most High, here on the Black Plight Radio Show. Shalom and welcome. Tonight, we are just blessed to be able to glorify the mighty Yah once again. And we plan on answering the burning question that you ask from time to time when you're in these false religions, especially Christianity, and that is serving Christ right? Is serving Christ right? And we're going to deal with that down to the nitty-gritty. Is serving the Christ of the New Testament right? And before we get into our program, we're going to play a song from a sister named Bataya called Patiently.
I'm gonna wait.
Hallelujah. Praises to the mighty King, Yahweh, the Elohim of the whole earth and the universe and all that therein is. Praise the mighty Yah. And welcome again to the Black Plight Radio Show here on blogtalkradio.com/House of Yisrael ATL. And I'm your host again, Isha Yisrael. I'm the Moray of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, praising the Almighty Yahweh. And we're located at 1907 Vine Street, if you happen to be in the city. And we begin services at 12 p.m. every Sabbath day. Come out and hear the truth that Yahweh has given unto the children of Israel. The Most High Yah has blessed us again to be able to speak his true word. The mighty Elohim, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, has blessed us to know his truth by giving us servants, leaving us a remnant to remember the words of the Almighty. And we're going to speak about the Creator tonight, and we're going to lift him up. And I have a question to ask the audience. Do you know if the God you are serving is the true and living God? Do you know it? If you don't know it, if you have any doubt about it, then it's time that you started realizing the cold, hard truth. If you don't know the God you're serving is the true and living God, if you're not aware of it, time for you to know. If your God is not named Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzchak or Isaac, and the Elohim of Yisrael, if you are not serving the power of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name is Yahweh, then you are not serving the true and living God. So what are you serving? What are our brothers and sisters serving if we're not serving Yahweh? Well, let me show you. In the book of Jeremiah, we'll go to Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, and we're going to see what thus saith Yahweh, the Mighty One. In Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, I believe we want to start reading around the sixth verse. That's Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 6. And it reads,
"For as much as there is none like unto you, O Yahweh, you are great, and your name is great in might."
Now let's hold on there. It says, "For as much as there is none like you, O Yahweh." You see? In your King James, NIT, or international versions, it says L-O-R-D in all caps. Well, that means Yahweh. "And is there none like Yahweh? For thou art great. And can you find another Elohim like Yahweh that has delivered his people from the iron furnace of Egypt and split the Red Sea? And his people walked over on dry land, who circled the walls of Jericho, and all they had to do was shout, and the walls came tumbling down. Whose servants called on him to stop the sun from going down and the moon from rising. An Elohim who you just had to call on, and he'll appear right there in a pillar of fire as Elijah did. An Elohim who opened up the eyes of the servant of Elisha to see all the angels. An Elohim that delivered the children of Israel, Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah, out of these pits. Who is like Yahweh? For thou art great, and thy name is great in might." Go ahead.
"Who will not fear you, O King of nations? For to you does it appertain.
Mm-hmm.
For as much as amongst all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, There is none like unto you.
There is no wise man like Yahweh in all the kingdoms. Who has the wisdom that the Creator has? They're still seeking out types of different ologies today to try to just figure out the land they live on. The Almighty told us from the beginning that you will not be able to count the sands of the sea, and you will not be able to measure the depths of the ocean, and you will not be able to measure the heights of the heavens. You will not be able to conquer Leviathan. You are not able to understand the wisdom of the Creator. He's so wise, his thoughts is high above ours, but they still seek it every day, and they will never come to the wisdom of the Creator. Keep reading.
But verse 8, but they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities.
That's right. Their teaching is nothing. Silver is spread into plates and is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of the workmen and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is in their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men. Verse 10.
But Yahweh is the true Elohim.
That's right.
He is the living Elohim,
mm-hmm.
and an everlasting king.
Mm-hmm.
At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation.
That's the truth. Amen. Yahweh is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim. You see the difference between all the other deities of the nations. Yahweh is the only true and living Elohim. All these other nations have these dead gods. These dead gods that can be conquered and killed. But Yahweh can never be conquered. Yahweh will never be killed. You can never put Yahweh up on a tree and hang him. You will never be able to put Yahweh on a cross and beat him to death. You can never bury Yahweh as they do with these false deities today. The Rastafarians found their deity dead behind the toilet bowl. The Christian's deity died on a cross. You can never kill the Creator at any given time. So if we're not serving the true and living Elohim, then you're not serving anything that is beneficiary to your life. As it said, their stock is the doctrine of vanities. It's a vain religion that our people are after. And I asked this question of, do you know if you're serving the true and living God? Because many of us are serving the Christ of the New Testament. And many of us are experiencing something in this place and in this world. And if we go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and you start reading at the 28th verse, you'll see what many people on earth are experiencing today. But especially the children of Israel, the black man and woman in America, and who was spread abroad through four corners of the earth because of our disobedience to the Creator, we're experiencing this here in Deuteronomy 28, verse 28.
Yahweh shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee.
So Yahweh said he'll smite you with madness, with insanity, craziness, madness, derangement, wearing your pants below you, way below your butt, or just not wearing pants anymore at all, just wearing dresses, and you're a man, or supposed to be a man, changing your sex surgically, taking hormone pills to grow breasts, and blindness. You've been enslaved almost 400 years, and you go to church and look at a picture of a white deity, and you pray and cry to this white man who is the youngest person on the planet. How can he be the Most High? And you're looking at a picture. I remember coming up in church, and there was a picture of a white Christ who was on his knees looking up with his hands folded. And we was praying to him. And we were praying to him. A man that was praying, we prayed to him. What sense does that make? Going to these people's hospitals and schools and places of worship to ask them for guidance when they're the ones that have destroyed us. That is blind. You're very blind. Astonishment of heart. Just taken aback by everything. And you shall grope at noonday as the blind gropes in the darkness. And you shall not prosper in your ways. And that's the life of the black man in this country. And you shall only be oppressed and spoiled evermore. We the only people in this country and throughout the lands that have so much foundation in this country and all the other places we were enslaved. We the only people that just cannot seem to come together economically and just have a and be an economic force. All of our black leaders are striving to be rubbing shoulders with Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. They want to live on the same block as them. And when they want to do something good for black people, they go all the way around, halfway around the world and help out another country. And don't even think about helping out the same neighborhood they came out of. Because we are just oppressed and spoiled. Don't know who to give our money to. Don't know how to keep our money, period. Don't know how to come up. When we try to come up, the Most High allowed this white man to blow up our neighborhoods, to enslave our generals, to murder our leaders. And you ask yourself, why is this happening? You've been going to church. You've been paying your tithes and your offerings, and you're still getting cancer. You're still dying of all kind of sicknesses. Everybody in your family has some kind of problem, emotional, physical, spiritual. It's just no kind of relief. Well, let me tell you the answer to the question of why this is happening. Go to the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. And start reading at the 19th verse. And before you start reading there, I put out a message in the social media network, Facebook and Twitter, and I said, I dare any of the messengers of the New Testament to call 323-443-7418 and show us where Yahweh spoke in the New Testament. Show us where Yahweh spoke in the New Testament, and you will be rewarded $1,000. Call and press 1, and we will come to you. But I'm going to show you right now why Yahweh said these type of things will happen. Ezekiel 20, verse 19.
It reads, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them.
Now, this is the order and commandment of Yahweh. This is not a request of Paul. This is not a suggestion of Peter or John. This is the commandment of Yah. I am Yahweh, thy Elohim. You see how the Almighty establishes who this message is coming from in his own book? He doesn't have you beat around the bush and wonder who's talking. It doesn't say a voice said to Ezekiel. He heard something come through the heavens and a voice said. It just says it what it is and who it is. I am Yahweh thy Elohim. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Do them. Don't forget about them. Don't leave them off. Just do them. And what else says verse 20?
And hallow my Shabbat. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim.
So sanctify the Sabbath, because this is a sign between me and the children of Israel, so that you may know that I am Yahweh, thy Elohim. So if we're not keeping the Sabbath in the holy manner that Yahweh commanded, then you don't know him. I know that's a striking allegation to all the people that say they know God. But if you don't keep the Sabbath as Yahweh commanded, then you don't know Yahweh. You're just a fan. You just heard of him. That's all. You're just a fan. Listening to his songs and reading his books, wearing his t-shirt. But you don't know anything about him. Verse 21.
Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which, if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness.
So we rebelled against the Creator. And he said, if you would have did them, you would live in them. And Paul tells you, you can't live in them. But they make you die. Well, this is a lie of Paul. Because Yahweh said, if you do them, you'll live. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. But verse 23 states, I lifted up my hand to them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen, and disperse them through the countries. Yahweh swore he would do this to us if we continue to rebel against his word. So ask yourself, why are we scattered? Why is there no unity in such disunity? Because we're scattered because we didn't keep the law. We're scattered because we don't keep the law. We're dispersed among the heathen because we haven't been keeping Yah's law. And verse 24 says, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their father's idols, Baal, and all these other deities, the deity of good fortune. Verse 25 states,
wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live.
And this is why we have all this oppression and regression and depression and suppression today. Because Yahweh said, since you're not going to live by my laws. I'm going to send you to a people who's going to give you laws and statutes that you're not able to live by. Things that will just kill you. Send you on to your death. And the only way to deliver yourself from this death is to return to the Creator. Well, we're going to have to examine some of these statutes that aren't right. And some of these statutes that you're not able to live by. Because I just showed you why we are in our situation today. But now I must show you the evidence of what is keeping you from gaining success in your life. Go to the book of Matthew, the 4th chapter. And we're going to read about a certain person who is known amongst the earth as supposed to be the child or the son of God. You know this person as Jesus, the Christ of the New Testament. He is supposed to be the son, the only begotten son, the firstborn son, the perfect man, the only true man. This is who he's supposed to be, the living word, the son of God. We're going to read about this man, and we're going to see, is he the son of God, or is he the son of man? Is he anybody to even adhere and pay attention to? In Psalms 37, it says, mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace. Well, let's see. Let's mark this man who the world believes is perfect, and let's see if his end, or if your end by following him, will be peaceful. Matthew, the 4th chapter, the 1st verse, start reading.
Then was J.C. led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Now, why is J.C. being tempted by the devil? Why is J.C. being tempted by the devil? Is this supposed to be God in the flesh? Isn't he supposed to be God in the flesh? Isn't he supposed to be born of the Most High? Isn't the Most High supposed to be his direct father? Why is he being tempted by the devil? Shouldn't he have rulership over the devil? Wasn't he there in the beginning? Before everything was created, doesn't he have rulership over the devil? Why is he being tempted by the devil? But let's read on.
Verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungered.
Uh-oh. He's hungry again. I think it was last week or... Yeah, I believe it was last week we showed how the Christ of the New Testament got hungry and just couldn't get a fig tree to grow anything. And here you see he's hungry again. He's supposed to be the Most High. He's supposed to be the Son of the Most High, and he's hungry, and he's fasting. He got to fast to connect. And then when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But what did he say?
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceedeth out of the mouth of Elohim.
So he must be a man then, huh? Because he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh. So maybe he's a man now. Is he admitting his manhood? Then the devil takes him up into the holy city and sets him on a pinnacle of the temple and says to him, if ye be the Son of God, cast yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. So the devil said, hey, man, just jump off the top of the building. Nothing's going to happen to you. You the son of God. JC said unto him, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. So what the heck? Ain't he supposed to be the Most High? Isn't that what people say when you see JC, you're looking at God, or JC is God, or he is the Word, or all this stuff? What is he talking about? You shall not tempt the Lord thy God. He shouldn't worry about tempting the Most High. He's supposed to be the Most High. Again, the devil takes him up into an exceeding high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Verse 9.
And saith unto him, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me.
Why would this even be of any effect to him? He's supposed to be the ruler. How does the creature offer the so-called creator the things that he already owns? Then says JC, get you from hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship Yahweh, or the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So JC is admitting that he's not the Most High. You should only serve the Most High. He's not the Most High. He already showed you right there his man frame. Everything he told the devil, so-called, quoting the law, that he obviously is submitting to. Why was he submitting to the law that Yahweh gave to his people if he was Yahweh? The devil would never come at the Creator like this. The devil would never come at this divine so-called being like this. Only man can be treated like that. But let's go on and go to the book of Luke, the 6th chapter. And I'm going to show you some more statutes that just aren't going to be good for us. You're wondering why your boss treats you the way he does. Well, it's the way you treat him that causes him to treat you the way he treats you. Go to the book of Luke. Let's go to the 6th chapter. And let's start reading in the 20th verse.
It reads, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake.
So he's letting you know, if you get casted out for JC's name's sake, then you're going to be blessed. Well, why is it that none of these people are trying to get cast out for JC's name, but everybody is being accepted if they serve JC? It's when you serve Yahweh, you start getting casted out from the world. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers to the prophets. But woe to you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. You already got your consolation prize. That's what Christ is saying. If you're rich right now, you already got your consolation prize. It's all bad for you, T.D. Jakes. Creflo Dollar, it's all bad for you. You already got your consolation prize, Joel Osteen. It's all bad for you, man. You're not going to make it. You're rich, because it's harder for a rich man to make it into the kingdom of heaven than for a camel through the eye of a needle. That's the words of Christ. He said, if you rich, it's bad for you. So don't even, why are you even going to work? Why are you working overtime? Why are you trying to have a good business and make $1 million? Why are you playing the lottery? You already got your consolation prize. Woe to you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. If you're already having a good time, if you're already serving Yahweh, and happy is he that keepeth the law, and you're laughing every Sabbath day, and having smiling from ear to ear every Sabbath day, and eating good every Sabbath day, and every day you just laughing, and you're having a great time, and you're grinning because you know the Most High, and everything is good, and you got a good business, and you're giving all the glory to the Creator. Oh man, why are you happy now? Because you're going to mourn and weep later. Woe to you, when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. So basically, he's letting you know that only people that get spoken of good is those that followed after false prophets. Well, it seemed like he's indicting his own disciples today. Because it seemed like his own disciples today are the ones that are having all the filling and all the money. And all the laughter and all the joy. Flying in the planes and driving the Bentleys and having all the good linens. It seems like he's talking about the Christian ministers today. But verse 27 says,
but I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you.
This is why your boss treats you the way he does. Because you're following this stupid thing right here. Love your enemies and do good to them that hate you. Your boss hates you and he treats you as bad as he can by ordinance of the man. And what do? In turn, boss, I'll be here a half hour early. I know my shift don't begin until 9, but I'm be here at 8:30 because I just need to be on time and to show you that I care about your job. I care about your establishment. I believe in what you are building here, boss. So I'm going to be here at 8:30. At 8:30, boss. That's right. And I'm going to bring you want some coffee? I'm going to bring you some coffee. Okay, Chuck, I'm going to bring you some coffee. I know I could read to my son earlier that day in the morning, but I'm a come and bring you some coffee and some donuts, and I'm going to get me some bacon, egg, and cheese, and I'm going to sit there and eat it with you, boss. And your boss is going to take the donuts. He's going to take the coffee. He's going to make sure he doesn't pay you for the early half hour, and then he's going to ask you to stay overtime. And then he's going to look at you funny if you don't do it. Because he hates you, but you love him. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Instead of getting on your knees praying for your people that are oppressed, depressed, pray for the ones that are oppressing them and depressing them. Does that make sense to anybody? Natural spirit. This is why you feel the way you do. This is why you feel stressed. This is why you will not make it above a certain playing field. Because you are serving your enemies. Verse 29.
And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also.
Let people take everything from you and beat you up. Go ahead.
Go to every man that ask of you, and of him that taketh away thy goods, them not again.
Don't ask for your stuff back. Just let them take it. So when they come into the coast of Africa and they steal your children, don't ask for them back. Just let them take it. When they come into your house and take all your freedoms and your liberties that you think you have, don't ask for them back. Just let them take it. When they come into your car and take all your stuff, don't ask for it back. Just let them take it. Go ahead.
And as ye would that man should do to you, do ye also to them likewise.
And as you would like for men to do to you, do unto them, even if they're not treating you like this, if they slapping you around, taking your woman and taking all your goods and your gold and your ice cream, you don't treat them at any kind of way different than you would want to be treated. They slap you around, you say, hey, you know what, I love you, man. Thanks for slapping me. Just don't even think about, don't defend yourself. Don't stay away from them. Don't do anything that would keep you away from harm, but just treat them the way you want to be treated. Keep reading.
For if you love them which love you, what thanks have you? For sinners also love those that love them.
So what's the benefit of you loving people that love you? What's the benefit? I know what the benefit is. Love. But he's saying, because the ones that sin love those that love them. So what benefit are you getting from loving people that love you? Keep reading.
And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thanks have you? For sinners also do even the same.
So why are you doing good to those that do good for you? You know, you borrowed $50 from somebody and you paid it back. Why should that person even think to pay you back? You know, why treat them balanced? You know, you're doing good to this person. You're helping them out. Well, they help you out. Well, isn't that reciprocity? That's how things should go. But he say you don't get no benefit. You don't get no kudos, no benefit, no thanks, nothing good for doing good to those that do good to you. It's when you do what? Verse 34.
And if you lend to them whom you kept, whom you hope to receive, what thanks have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again.
But love you your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great. From who? Where the hell is your reward going to be from? That's what I want to know. Please, somebody tell me. 323-443-7418. This is some bogus stuff. It's almost having me cuss on radio. This is bogus. He said, love you your enemies, and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. Now, that means if you got these companies proclaim that they good Christian folk, the country, bump the companies, just the country. The country lends to people, don't they? Pell Grants and student loans and housing loans. The country claims they a Christian country. Why are they asking for their money back? And if you don't give them their money back, they taking it out of your paycheck. They taking it out of your IRS refund check. They garnishing your wages. They knocking on your door and putting you in jail if you ain't give them their money back. That's what this country who claims they a Christian country is doing. But they should just be giving out money without asking for anything back. Because, hey, they're going to get a great reward in the future. And you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Well, yes, the Creator is kind to everybody. But he is not that type of kind to everybody. If you over there just scheming everybody and just robbing from everybody and killing everybody and just doing everything you can to get over on everybody and expecting people to treat you like you doing good, the Most High don't have no goodness for the person that is doing evil to you, and nor will the Almighty accept you just laying down and taking it. That's not the Creator that Israel serves. We don't serve a little bump God that just wants you to just take it. No. The Most High said in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, go there and start reading in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, the 13th verse. This is the Elohim we serve that produces kings that give us wisdom such as this.
It reads, the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil.
That's the fear of Yahweh. That is the trembling. That is the respect and honor. This is how you fear Yahweh. We hate evil. We hate homosexual behavior. We hate murdering. We hate dishonoring of elders and parents. We hate robbers. We hate adulterers. We hate idolaters. We hate coveters, and we hate liars. We hate that. We hate evil.
Pride.
Now, that's not what you stand by. If your deity doesn't teach you to stand by, to hate that which is contrary to goodness, then you learning how to be somebody's toy. And what else do we hate?
Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate.
That's what Yahweh hates. Go to Psalms 139, I believe. Verse 19. If you love what Yahweh hates, then you don't love Yahweh. But if you hate what Yahweh hates, that means you love Yahweh. Because you love what Yahweh loves. Psalms 139, verse 19.
Surely you will slay the wicked, O Elohim.
That's who Yahweh will slay. He's going to slay the wicked. He's going to slay the evil. Go ahead.
Depart from me, you bloody men.
So all you slave masters, all you oppressors, depart from me. Go ahead.
For they speak against you wickedly. And thy enemies take your name in vain.
That's right. That's what they do.
Do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate you?
Do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate you? Am I not calling them my enemies? That's what he's saying. Do not I hate them that hate you, O Yah. Go ahead.
And am I not grieved with those that rise up against you?
Those people just grieve me, rising up against the Almighty. Go ahead.
I hate them with perfect hatred.
I hate them with a clean, perfect, complete hatred. There's no love in me for those that hate Yah. Because you hate my father. How you going to love somebody that hates your father? People get mad when you talk about they mama. What you say about my mama? But you going to walk around talking about you a Christian and you serve how JC taught you and you love your enemies. But you walk around, somebody say something about your mama. You better not talk about my mama. You ain't no Christian. If you don't want nobody talking about your mama, how you going to walk around somebody talking about Yahweh every day? And you talking about you love these people. This is nonsense. This is not the statutes of the Creator to hate those that love the Creator, but we love those that love the Creator. We love those that love Israel. We hate those that hate Yah. So this is a love and a hate teaching. It's not just a hate teaching, it's a love and a hate teaching. Because Yahweh loves and Yahweh hates. Go to the book of Mark, the 16th chapter. I'll show you some more statutes that you're just not going to be able to live by. People dying from this all the time. Mark the 16th chapter, start reading at the 15th verse. And again, if you can show me where Yahweh spoke in the New Testament, we got $1,000 for you. 323-443-7418. Carrying on what Moray Elisha used to do. Challenge the world. Just call us. Just call us. Let's see if you're going to take up the challenge. Go ahead, Mark 16, verse 15.
It reads, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Now, this is a lie. He said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes in Christ shall be baptized and you going to be saved? This is a lie. He that doeth the law and walks in the ways of the Creator, those are the ones that will be saved. You call on Yahweh, as Yahweh stated to us in the book of the law. Keep reading.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils.
Now, you casting out devils, if you believe Christ, this is the sign that you're going to have. You're going to cast out devils. Well, let me tell you what a devil is. A devil is an idol. So all these people putting the idol on your forehead, they're not casting out no devils. As a matter of fact, they bringing in devils. And they calling on the name of a devil. And all they doing is lying. Go ahead.
They shall speak with new tongues.
And they speaking with all type of tongues, new tongues. But what they really speaking with is unknown tongues. They're not speaking in new tongue. They speaking in unknown tongues. Because what even Paul said, what you saying? Who knows what you're talking about? If you speak in these unknown tongues, you're only edifying the spirit and you can't even translate it.
They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Shalom. Excuse me for the technical difficulties. Blog Talk Radio decided to cut me off because I was speaking too much truth. But we're back live on the air. And we're going to finish reading where we was at in Mark, the 16th chapter. And we was in the 17th or the 18th verse.
It reads, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
It appears that the host has already dialed into the show. Only one host
this is what they call a lie. They shall take up any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt them. They shall handle serpents, and they shall not hurt them. Well, haven't our people seen what has gone on with the pastors just in the past year who've been dying from snake bites? Pastors trying to walk on water and drowning to death in West Africa? These are not signs that are following these people. They're not serving the Creator for real, and the signs of Christ aren't valid. Not valid at all. So what we're going to do now is we're going to show you one more scripture in the book of Revelations. Christ in the New Testament just lays it out for you flat, who he is and what he's really about. Because you want to know why you're not going to make it. Want to know why I don't feel right serving Christ? Well, it's because you're serving a false god. Go to the book of Revelations 22 and start reading at verse 12.
It reads, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. I give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
Do you hear what this man just said? He said he is the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end.
It's written in red in this book. That means it's trying to say that these are the words of Christ. And he's trying to tell you that he is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Well, how can this be so? When Yahweh lets you know in Isaiah 43, go to Isaiah 43, verse 10.
It reads, excuse me, ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me.
And that's the truth. There shall be none after Yah, and there was none before Yah. So how can JC be the first and the last and the beginning and the end? I am Yahweh. And besides me, there is no Savior. So JC is lying to you here in the book of Revelations, in the 22nd chapter, in the 12th verse, where he said he's the beginning and the end. But go back to Revelation. Let's see what else he says. In verse 14,
it reads, blessed are they that do his commandments.
And whose commandments? The commandments of Christ? We don't even know what his commandments are. One day he wants you to love your neighbor, then he wants you to hate your neighbors, then he wants you to love your enemies, then he wants you to serve the Most High, then he wants you to forsake your parents. What's his commandments? He must be talking about the Creator's commandments, I guess. Because that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates of the city. For outside are dogs. Go ahead.
And sorcerers.
And whoremongers.
And murderers.
And idolaters.
And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
So you must be talking about blessed whoever does Yahweh's commandments. Because if you're doing JC's commandments, you're going to be a whoremonger. You're going to be a sorcerer. You're going to be a dog. You're going to be a murderer. You're going to be an idolater. And you're going to love making a lie. But verse 16, he's just going to give you the final finale. His last words in the Bible is going to tell you what you've been serving this whole time. Go ahead, verse 16.
I, JC, have sent my angel.
Now he's established himself. He's established himself like Yahweh did in Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, the 19th verse. JC is establishing himself. He's letting you know who's talking. I, JC, have sent my angel to testify to you these things. Go ahead. What things?
I am the root and the offspring of David.
So first thing I'm telling you now is that I'm a man. I've been a man, and I'm a man. That's all I am. I'm just a man. I'm the root and the offspring of David. That means David's my father. That means Yahweh is not my paternal father. That means David is my grandfather, and Joseph is my real father. That's what he's letting you know. I am the root and the offspring of David. And who else?
The bright and morning star.
There you go. You're serving Lucifer, my people. The bright and morning star. Lucifer. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter. Let's just go there, if you may. I don't want to just sound so brash. Go to the book of... Please, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter. You don't have to go there if you don't want to, because I've debated many ministers when they just shut the book by now. They just close the book. They don't even want to look. So I don't want to sound like I'm forcing you to go. Just please turn to the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter, if you choose to see the truth. Isaiah 14, start reading at verse 12.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground?
How art thou fallen from heaven? And if you have an older Bible, just say it. How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star?
How are thou fallen from heaven, bright morning star? How are thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Elohim. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now, this is the thoughts of the heart of the bright morning star, code name Lucifer, code name Jesus. This is who you have been tricked into serving. What you know as the devil. Satan. That's who you know him as. Even though we know that serve Yahweh, Satan, the devil, and Lucifer are three different people. Three different characters. But you know them all as the same one. And just for time's sake, you're just serving the devil. He told you you were serving the devil. And he told you that he wants to be like the Most High. Lucifer does. And you know what Paul said? Go to the book of Philippians. Or excuse me, please turn with me to the book of Philippians, the second chapter, and start reading in verse 5.
It reads, let this mind be in you.
Let this be in your heart. Let this be in your mind, says Paul.
Also in JC.
Which was also in the Christ of the New Testament mind. As Lucifer is described as having this type of mind, let this mind be in you. Verse 6.
Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery.
He didn't think it was
equal.
Nothing wrong. He didn't think there was no kind of robbery to be equal with God. But made himself, go ahead,
of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death cross.
Keep reading.
Wherefore, God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
He said, let this mind be in you like it was in Christ. But he said, like it was in Christ, that he thought it was not robbery to be equal with God. So he didn't think there was nothing wrong to try to put himself up there with God. So he made himself no reputation. And he took upon him the form of a servant. And he was made in the likeness of a man. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He's saying that Christ had to humble himself, that God had to humble himself and become obedient to death. And he had to let them kill him, even the death of the cross. He had to let them kill him on the cross. Wherefore, God has also exalted him. So now that he has done this, God has exalted him and given him a name which was above every name, even the name of Yah. That at that time, that at that name of JC, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and in things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that JC is the master to the glory of God the Father. This is what Lucifer wants you to do. Because it's nothing but a lie. Nothing but malarkey. Nothing but garbage. Nothing but bogus statutes that you cannot live by. Because Yahweh said it, and he said it before there was even a Christ. In the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. And after this, we're taking callers. 323-443-7418. And if you want to win that $1,000, 323-443-7418. Isaiah 45, start reading in the 21st verse. 22nd verse. No, 21st. Go ahead.
It reads, "Tell you and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who have declared this from ancient time? Who have told it from that time? Have not I, Yahweh? And there is no Elohim else besides me."
So who told you that the Most High? Who told you, except the Most High, that there would be somebody that would try to do these things? Nobody else. Only Yahweh. He told you from the beginning. He's let us know the ending from the beginning. And he said, "I, Yahweh, and that there is no Elohim beside me, a just Elohim and a Savior. There is none beside me." Verse 22.
"Look unto me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth."
He didn't say look unto J-E-S-U-S, but look unto Yah, and be saved, all ye ends of the earth. Go ahead.
"For I am Elohim, and there is none else."
There is none else. There is nobody that come and say they were the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, and the Alpha and the Omega. Nobody could come and tell you that. Especially after they tell you that, they let you know that they ain't nothing but a liar anyway. Go ahead.
"I am sworn by myself. The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear."
Now, Yahweh said to Yah, "Shall every knee bow and every tongue swear. Surely shall one say in Yahweh, I have righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In Yahweh shall the seed of all Israel be justified and shall glory." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is the truth, because it is Yahweh that told us all these things, and they have all came true. And truth is consistent, but the Christ of the New Testament is a bold-faced liar. And anybody that wrote the words of the Christ in the New Testament are bold-faced liars. So if anybody would like to make a comment, or if they have a question, and you're on the phone line, just press 1. And you can call 443-7418 right now. And as we said, if you could prove in the New Testament where Yahweh spoke, we'll give you $1,000. $1,000 to the one that could prove where Yahweh spoke. Call 323-443-7418. If you have any questions at all about what we've taught, if you want to make any comments agreeing with what we've been teaching, if you agree with what we've been teaching, you can make a comment and edify what we've been speaking about. Or if you disagree, you can make your comment and let us know why we're wrong and set us straight if we need to be set straight. We welcome supporters and detractors, no matter who you are. The number is 323-443-7418. And just press 1 if you're on the line. If you're on the phone line, just press 1. And if you would like to win that $1,000 again, we said, if you can prove where Yahweh spoke in the New Testament to anyone at any time about anything, just press 1 or call 323-443-7418, and we will wire you, or you could come pick up $1,000. Yes, $1,000, cold, hard, untaxable cash. Come and get it. But I imagine that nobody will, because Yah's word is the truth, and Yah's one, and there is none else. So if nobody would like to ask a question or call to challenge us, oh, we have a caller, an 870 area code. Shalom, you're on the air. What's your name?
Shalom, brother, shalom.
Shalom, brother.
My name is Treasurer Jones.
Say that again.
My name is Treasurer Jones.
Treasurer? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm calling from Arkansas.
All right, praise Yah.
Praise Yah. I'm just started tuning in tonight to the Blight TV radio.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I agree with you, brother, and all everything that you speak on, and you can go ahead and keep that $1,000 in your pocket because they ain't going to find it nowhere.
Well, we know they're not going to find it anywhere, but if they think that Yahweh's been speaking, they should be able to prove it, shouldn't they?
But they can't prove it, and then they refuse to accept the truth. The truth comes from the Almighty. Anything that comes from man is just man spoken. I can't go by that. I'm going by the words of thus says Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah, bro.
Thank you for your call.
You have a good one, bro.
You too. Keep on listening, brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom. Yep, that brother spoke the truth. They're not going to be able to find Yahweh speaking. Because the truth is, Yahweh only spoke in his book, which is called the Book of Yah, the Holy Scriptures. The Scriptures of truth. Never spoke in the New Testament. Never. And I would like to make the announcement that coming up in a little more than a month will be a debate between myself and another teacher of the Christ of the New Testament named Hezekiah ben Israel. He's from the church or the house of God in Christ, located in Illinois. And we will be having a debate on Debate Talk for You. That's a blog talk radio station called Debate Talk for You. It will be held March 7th at 7 p.m. At this moment, I'm going to attempt to call that program from this program because it's going to be held March 7th, which is a Friday, the same day we have our show. At 7 p.m. So I'm going to attempt to call that station from this station. If that is not successful, I will know before the show, and I will give the proper information so everyone that listens to our program can call in or tune in by internet or phone to the Sal's Debate Talk for You internet radio program. It's a radio program designed to have spiritual debates. And myself, Isha Israel, the Mori of the House of Israel, Cincinnati, will be debating Hezekiah ben Israel, a teacher from the House of God in Christ. And the topic of the debate is called, Is Christ Relevant to Our Salvation? And those of us that know the truth, we know that Christ has no relevancy to our salvation. But many of our people do not know the truth. And so we will attempt to bring them the word of Yahweh. And some people are even bold enough to challenge the word of Yahweh and show us how we're wrong. Something that we long to see and hear all the time. So remember, save the date, March 7th, 7 p.m. on Debate Talk for You. It will be a debate. Is Christ relevant to our salvation? Make sure you listen in, and I'll be relaying more information about it in the future. If anybody else has any comments or questions they would like to make, The number is 323-443-7418. Just press 1 if you're on the phone line. If you have any questions about anything, we have a caller coming up right now, 513 area code here in Cincinnati. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. You had a great show, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Great show. Hallelujah. I don't know if you went there or not, but you could go to St. John 20:17. And for all those people that call JC their God, they can find out that he also has a God.
You're right, brother. And I didn't go there. I wrote it down to go there, but because of our technical issues, I didn't get to every scripture. But John 20:17, it reads this in the book of John 20:17. JC say unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my Elohim and your Elohim. And this is what the Christ in the New Testament told the people. He has a God. He has a Father, which lets us know, as my elder is trying to relay, that how can you serve a God that has a God? And it's truly foolishness. Thank you for that scripture, brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yes, that's beautiful. Praise the mighty Yah. How do you serve a God that has a God? You think that's bad. What about these people that think serving the Egyptian way of life is the way to go? There's all kind of deities. Those deities subordinate to other deities. And just, you don't even know who the boss is. There's so many deities. So you have this foolishness in the world. But Yahweh said he's the only one. You only got to talk to him. Only got to serve him. Hallelujah. And the time is winding down. If anybody would like to make any comments or has any questions in these last few minutes that we have, the number is 323-443-7418. And you can just call right now. Press 1 if you're on the line. And we will get to you as long as time permits. But before we go out, let me just let the people know that tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. right here on 323-443-7418, on blogtalkradio.com/houseofisraelATL, at 8 a.m. will be the rebroadcast of Truth or Traditions, the magnificent dynamic historical show that was hosted by the great late prophet Moray Elisha Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati. We will be playing one of his great teachings tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Tune in, listen to the truth. 8 a.m. on the Sabbath. Beautiful lessons that are being taught. And also, go to worldgatheringisrael.org on the Sabbath and click on one of the classes. You'll be able to hear them live, especially Atlanta and Cincinnati. Click on them. You'll be able to hear them live on the Sabbath day. We got another caller, 770 area code. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, son. How you doing?
Good,
this
you
is
doing?
Hadia.
Praise Yah.
And shalom. I just want to tell you real quick before getting you going off how much I enjoyed the program, and you know I like that fire. And praise Yah by keeping these teachings going and, you know, again, trying to wake our people up. Praise
Hallelujah.
Almighty Yah. Thank you for such a wonderful, wonderful program.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Yah.
And hope you have a blessed day on tomorrow, which is the Sabbath, from the rising
Praise
of the
Yah.
Sun to the going down of the same.
That's
praise Almighty Yah. Shalom.
Almighty Yah. Thank you for your call. Shalom. Hallelujah. And that's right. Tomorrow is the Sabbath. Tomorrow is the Sabbath. Not tonight, but tomorrow. And I'm going to make a point that y'all willing, if we're on the air next week, which we should be, we're going to teach about when does the Sabbath day begin. We're going to teach about that, y'all willing, next week. If the Almighty grants me that, we will teach about it. When does the Sabbath day begin? Hallelujah. As I was saying, go to worldgatheringisrael.org every Sabbath day, every day, as a matter of fact, and explore the website and listen to our teachings on the Sabbath day. You hear live Sabbath recording or live Sabbath broadcast, and I believe you even see it in Atlanta, House of Israel of Atlanta, Moriah Elkanah. And you'll be able to hear live Sabbath broadcast from Cincinnati, House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street. If you're in the area, come and check us out. Or if you decide to visit, come and check us out. We'll be on the Sabbath day. Click on the webpage and start getting educated in Yah. And also, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. is Moriah Elkanah ben Yisrael of the House of Israel of Atlanta, teaching his show called The True Word, teaching the true word of Yah, bringing the same truth I taught today and the same truth that will be taught tomorrow. He will be teaching the same truth, and it will be beautiful because it is the word of Yahweh. So listen in on Moriah Elkanah's radio broadcast right here, same number, same station, blogtalkradio.com/houseofisraelATL. Check it out Sunday at 3:30. It's a magnificent show, one of our most popular shows here on Blog Talk Radio. So give it a listen. You definitely will hear the words of Yah. Hallelujah. So until next time, we appreciate everybody that listened and all your callers, all the callers, and we thank you. And we praise the mighty Yah, and we say we love you, and so does Yahweh and all of us here at the House of Israel. Hallelujah and shalom, and have a good Sabbath tomorrow. May Yah bless you and keep you. May Yah make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May Yahweh lift up his countenance unto thee and grant thee peace. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
My refuge and my fortress protects me from the wicked, deadly ordinance. Snakes master psychology, phony people studying fakeology. Y'all see, I'm a god, it's not ego. Psalms 82, verse 6. Even JC know who be me. Lion face crew be deep. Soldiers for Yah, screw these streets in front like the heat goat. That's how I leak, waiting on the master. In the meantime, studying for my masters. Building houses, growing college, sharpening my sword, and I'm cutting up scholars. Raising my sons, searching for the wife. Yah, I pray he find a virtuous one. Stand for justice, relieve the oppressed. Call on Yah, deliver the fatherless. Let Israel be blessed.
Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, he came and saved me. The righteous fall, don't let up. Every time we gon' get up. When I call, he came and saved me.
Yo, when the poor oppress the poor, it's like the sweeping rain, leaving no food, just pain. But Yah's name, I exclaim, feed my brethren wisdom. Yah willing, he will do the same. Shame and calamity on my family, trapped in captivity. Many years ago, holding the calico. Never know how my light glowed till I stepped through them two doors. Left church, cause that was just fool's gold. My eyes the color of onyx. Yah's message came to me as clear as you telephonically alerting me. He opened his scrolls and fed his word to me. Now I'ma give to those who lost, whose spirit is froze, the knowledge of how they conquer their foes. Enemies be hatred itself. Something dangerous like this crack is wealth. Let's flee Babylon and let Yah be our help.
Keeping my eyes.